I'm David Delegater. When I think of stories with a Halloween feel, my clear favorite is Ray Bradbury's distinctly American novel, Something Wicked This Way Comes, in which two 13-year-old boys have a series of harrowing experiences with a nightmarish traveling carnival that comes to their small Midwestern town. As in that novel, at this time of year, daylight fades earlier, the air gets cold, noises crackle, and sinister things appear out of nowhere. Halloween may be America's most popular holiday for both kids and adults alike, a delightful and bizarre perversion of Halloween's origins that saw the day as a celebration of the dead. In the pre-Christian calendars of the British Isles, the abrupt switching of the seasons marked the days when a sense of the physical and supernatural worlds were closest, and magic could happen. There is much conjecture about the first Halloween, but I like the story of the Feast of the Fairy Host, an event in the Western Isles of Scotland, honoring a creature who flew through the air and was composed of the souls of the dead. Precisely how this day was celebrated is lost in the mist, but to have a feast, you must have food. The traditional foods of Halloween invariably involve the autumn harvest, caramel apples, pumpkin bread, and roasted sweet corn are all long-standing favorites in the British Isles, not to mention Colcannon, the Irish concoction of cabbage and potatoes mashed together. Here in the U.S., we prefer our treats wrapped in Mylar and bloated with corn syrup. The one defining dish from the origins of Halloween is the soul cake, a British tradition going back to the Middle Ages. These small aromatic cakes were given to children and the poor, who went door to door on All Hallows' Eve, singing prayers for the dead. The cakes were flavored with allspice and nutmeg, cinnamon and ginger, and stuffed with raisins and currants, each marked with a cross to signify that they were intended as alms. Each cake eaten would represent a soul being freed from purgatory. And Shakespeare even mentions the practice in his comedy Two Gentlemen of Verona, when the manservant Speed accuses his master of whining like a beggar at Hallowmas. Much as we've remade Halloween into a beggar's banquet of glucose and chocolate, historically it's always been about the dead. And when I read Frank DeCaro's latest book, I see dead people. DeCaro is best known for his work on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and for his daily satellite radio program. But as a writer, he's developed a cookbook franchise, The Dead Celebrity Cookbook. His latest, Christmas in Tinseltown, Celebrity Recipes and Hollywood Memories from 6 Feet Under the Mistletoe, is not terribly useful as a cookbook, but it is a fun read. For each of the 62 dead celebs whose recipes are cited, there are quirky, humorous, wiki-like biographies. Without this cookbook, I never would have known that Will Geer, the geezer grandpa in The Waltons, was a bisexual communist, or that Wendell Corey, the detective in Hitchcock's Rear Window, was way ahead of the curve, prefiguring present reality by starring in a 1968 flick called The Astro Zombies. The recipes are not timeless, but they are dated, coming almost exclusively from stars of the golden age of TV and cinema. The recipes, well, let's just say this book would be a good book for a cook who's ready to graduate from egg salad and jello molds to something a bit more challenging and exotic. Like Burl Ives' stuffed leg of goat Hawaiian, or Eartha Kitt's crocked rabbit with winter vegetables, Red Skelton's ham hocks with lima beans, or Boris Karloff's halibut royale. Among the more useful recipes are a Viennese goulash from local girl Rosemary Clooney, Art Carney's avocado, grapefruit, and endive salad, and Gail Storm's chicken cacciatore with parmesan noodles. For dessert, there are Oliver Hardy's baked apples with honey and almonds, and Karen Carpenter's peach Mabel, a whipped parfait with vanilla wafers and peach slices. But if there's one recipe I value, it's Robert Mitchum's eggnog. Here it is. Beat 12 egg yolks and a pound of confectioner's sugar in a large, large bowl. Beat in a quart of rum, bourbon, or whiskey, your choice. Then add 2 quarts of cream and 1 quart of milk. In a separate bowl, beat 12 egg whites and a half teaspoon of salt until stiff. Fold the whites into the liquid, chill, and drink. As Mitchum told the writer who requested the recipe, "I make no apology for the excessive quantity. Only a dope would go to the trouble for less." classic. If you're looking to bond with a particular famous dead spirit on Halloween, many of them are here, with recipes to munch on while you're reading great stories about their lives in Frank DeCaro's Christmas in Tinseltown. Natalie Wood, Jimmy Stewart, Joan Blondell, Janet Leigh, Judy Garland, Allie Guinness, Dean Martin, Elvis, Lucille Ball, Dick Clark, and Joan Crawford, whose photo graces the cover, holding a huge carving knife, are among dozens of celebrities who used to eat, and still would, if they weren't 6 feet under. Have a happy Halloween. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegator.
Now if you like the way I look, and if you like the way I cook, then step inside my shady nook, and you'll find mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires. Mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire. The food is so good, you will want to stay. Eat up and drink up, and maybe you think of the day when we say, preacher man, okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay.